not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And folks, this is a lifestyle podcast. There's not a lot going on in the garden right now. There's not a lot going on in the yards right now. Although I will say this, and I will talk about this later in the show because my wife's best friend is here. And she lives in Michigan. And her yard situation is so wildly different than mine. And she was like, do you like it like this? And so, Stephen Hartzell.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm great. Is she referring to your dormant grass?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. They don't have that up there.
Don't have it. But she also said, like, in the summertime, when it gets warm, they have to water so much to just try and keep it. And I had to take her through, like, a course on your grass grows from a seed, right?
It sure does. Yes. Can confirm.
My grass, there's a little bit of it, but we were walking through the week. I went on a mile walk. Hang on. Michael Serber, AKA L_Serberino, vocalist, guitarist, killer ants with a Z or a Z. And by the way, we did not mean to leave out Canada. How you doing?
Okay, you guys dropped off for me. I don't know. So I'm here. Hi.
Good hey.
To see y'all. Continue.
Hey. So I did my mile with my wife's best friend, Kate. So we go for this mile.
Just you and her?
Just the two of us.
Huh.
We can make it if we try.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So we go for the mile. We go get a mile. Today we're going to go for a big walk. Probably 6 miles today.
Jesus.
But we're walking through the neighborhood. And she's like, look at that grass. Oh my God, it's beautiful. And it was people that have fescue.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
You love
fescue
to see it.
Feasting.
And then we're coming back down up my street. And I was like, and we all have some mix of Bermuda and Zoysia. She's like, and you like this? And I was like, yeah, I do like it.
Yeah.
And I'm explaining to her, like, the runners and, like, the reason I've never reseeded my lawn.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah, it goes dormant, and then it comes back, and, you know, it pops in the summer.
I've also never sodded. This lawn's never been sodded. Do you know where the grass I have came from?
No, I don't.
Next door.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just keeps moving.
Sure, sure, sure.
And so she was like, hang on a second. Because she doesn't know anything about grass. She goes, so you're telling me you didn't pay. My lawn is pretty uniform, right? You've seen it. It's pretty uniform. There's a handful of spots, but it's pretty uniform. She's like, you didn't pay for any of this. And I was like, no. The grass just goes. You put a little sand down, you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and so every year we pay for aeration seeding. And your grass just keeps going. And I was like, yeah. And we got back from the walk, and I was like, I have to try to stop my grass because it's so aggressive, it's trying to get into my flower beds. Serbs, I know you have warm season grass too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it trying to get into your flower beds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's... Those are two completely different problems, right? Hartzell has to try to keep his grass alive in the summer. Then he has to continue to put seed down every year.
Well,
and you and I are like, bro, I just don't, I don't, you don't, this is, you don't belong here. It's like a cat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this isn't, don't be on the counter.
Yeah. I be, we've got these brick dividers kind of in place, and the sidewalk, but it's still like seed blows over there and I end up having to like pull grass out. Luckily I'm only doing it by hand because like I've been on top of it, but one year I didn't stay on top of it very well and I ended up out there for like an hour and a half just pulling weeds and or well not weeds but grass out of grass. My flower bed.
Grass.
So it's, but that hadn't happened since. That was the cost of an education. And but yeah, that's something that I deal with the, I mean, that shit just wants to go wherever it can.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, what, you know what? There's a crack in the driveway. I want to be in there.
Yeah. I had a, when I first, one year when I overseeded, when I first started spreading with the broadcast spreader at the edge, I forgot to set it so that like it wouldn't spread to the right.
Oh, I like
dropped
the,
a bunch of grass seed into the edge of the flower bed as I was overseeding. I was like, ah, fuck. And that turned into a thing like, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later.
Yeah. All of our, so in on the block I live on, all this grass came from one lady. She put down Zoysia, and then the Zoysia came from her yard to my yard, crossed my yard to my next door neighbor's yard, the other side neighbor's yard. So she's on the right. The left also now has it. And we love it. We absolutely love it.
It's good.
But talking to my, again, talking to Kate, she was like, hang on. So all, most of these houses, like most of the houses in my neighborhood have Bermuda or Zoysia.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you what, you know what you can't do? Kill it.
Correct. Yeah, fescue lawns hate a Bermuda or Zoysia neighbor.
They're against the environment in general. Like at all times, fescue's like, why is it so cold out here? Why is it so hot out here? Why isn't there more water?
I just want more water. It's so
fescue's
hot.
A big complainer. So if you're like good with, and Hartzell, you can echo this. If you're good with being out there and like easing those complaints, that's the lawn for you. But the Bermuda and Zoysia is way easier, frankly. It's just like,
yeah,
it just is. It just does its thing.
Keep it low and go.
Yeah, keep it low. Put down your pre-emergence and weed and feed, and you're fine.
And the best part is when you have a thick Zoysia.
Thick.
Yeah. Two C's, baby. I don't even have to worry about crabgrass anymore.
Yeah, the crabgrass can't get through.
Where are you going to go, buddy?
Yeah, it gets choked out.
Yeah. Where are you going? Where are you going, hey, player, where do you think you're going to go?
Yeah, I've still got a little bit of crabgrass, but, like, most of my crabgrass is gone. It was eaten alive by Zoysia.
They're like, yo, I'm about to boss up on you, you dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Choke you out. What it? Oh shit! Oh, Sober, I sent you that video, didn't I? From Friday After Next.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm a boy. You're not in jail no more.
I'm a boy, Damon. Everybody, get out the way! There's gonna be nut juice everywhere.
And so I,
you wouldn't clock any of this, Hartzell.
Yes, I don't
think for a movie. You gotta be of a certain generation, certain like interest to get the movie we're making reference to.
Okay,
he's never seen it.
Nah, never seen it.
I meant to send you this another one. It was next Friday. and it was when, I can't remember the comedian's name. He comes in. He goes, I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Yeah, it's that dude, motherfucker. He like, man, what's that comedian's name? He was huge in like the early 2000s.
And then Craig throws him into a rack of CDs.
I'm just goes, a punk bitch. I'm a punk ass bitch.
I'm a punk bitch. I'm sorry. And Hartzell's just sitting here like, what?
Not a movie guy. That's okay. I got my movies, but that's not one of them.
Oh, by the way, speaking of movies, you know what I got to do? And I get to do it again tonight, but you know what I got to do? Like, it had to be Saturday, Sunday. I got to watch The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. It took two times because the movie is 3 hours long. But I got to watch it. What a movie, dude. Not a movie. What a film. Have you watched The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, Hartzell?
Nope. We've had this discussion.
You know I don't recommend movies very often. I do think that this is a film that you should sit down and watch.
Okay. I'll make a note of it. I'll put it on my 2026 resolutions list.
There's a level of...
psych.
Because, Sober, you've seen it, correct? Yep. Because you're... Hartzell, you're a music guy, right?
So am I.
Yeah.
I know you're a music guy.
So you would think that these things would link up and he would have seen this, but...
But the music... It's so... And sir, you jump in and you correct me if I'm wrong, but there's like this level of like there's an anticipatory track that goes in.
Listen to this track, bitch.
Yes, girl, the way you move in got me in a trance. Yes. But there's this lead-up music.
And then it's paired with, too, visually, right? It's all...
That's what I'm saying. Yes, exactly. Like,
way that film is shot, too, is like...
Beautiful.
Yeah. If you're... Hartzell, have you seen Jackie Brown?
Nope.
Jesus.
Wow.
Okay.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know that... I guess the closest thing in Pulp Fiction would be Uma Thurman, the long shot of Uma Thurman, like, walking out.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is full of that shit.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's just long establishing shots that are very difficult to pull off. Like, from a filmmaking perspective, it's not easy to make a movie that looks like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Because they're wide shots.
Yes. It's all, and it's long, continuous, like...
Yes.
There's a Gus Van Sant movie called
Do we have him? Hartzell, do you have him?
I mean, Cerber has disappeared.
Making. Okay. And Good, Bad, and the Ugly just does it for 2 hours.
3 hours.
Is it a 3-hour movie?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Like 2.5, yeah.
So I have, in my house, I have a sign next to the back door of my house when you walk out of my storage room. And it says, lock the door, idiot. And that is a direct line to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Because they hit this beat twice because Tuco can't read. And so it says, idiot. Lock the door, idiot. And I always make this joke where it's like, E-D, E-D, idiot is for you.
And Blondie!
Yeah. Yes. I love it. Do we love Miami? Shit.
You got to watch this movie, Hartzell.
Hartzell, it's a movie like, it's a chore, honestly. If you're not super into like westerns, but it is one of the like. Have you seen Citizen Kane?
Yeah, I've seen it. Overrated.
God,
greatest movie ever made.
How could you say that when you don't like movies?
I mean, this is supposed like, to be the greatest movie ever made. It didn't.
This is like, I think it's good. Walking into like a water polo conversation, being like, that team's overrated, as if you know a lot about water polo.
That is accurate. They are apples to apples.
I don't think it's the best movie. I think The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is the best movie ever made.
Okay. Well, I'll make a note.
Like, there's people who say The Godfather is the best movie ever made. There's people who say Citizen Kane. There's people who say Streetcar Named Desire. I think The Good, the Bad, the Ugly is the best movie ever made.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make an effort. Is it on? Is it streaming? Can I get it on like a streaming service?
Prime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with Prime.
I fuck with Prime.
It's on Tubi.
Bro,
Tubi.
I just got 100 bags of Cape Cod salt and vinegar chips from Prime.
What'd that set you back?
$56.
It's not terrible.
No. It used to be 50 cents a bag though, from like the retail, for like individual bags. You used to get them for like a quarter a bag.
You tell me like what store you're gonna go into and get that.
Well, that's the old
nowhere
times.
Now. Yeah, I'm saying like point. before we ruined our fucking country, those chips were 50 cents a bag.
Yeah.
I remember when a dime bag used to cost a dime.
Yeah. So we.
How much was a condom? I don't remember. We never used them.
Don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. We never used them.
Man, you cool as shit, mister.
But no,
I hate to do it.
You're like Snoop in that movie. You're a scavenger smoker.
I hate to do it, but
you never got your own.
I gotta charge you. That's $50. I'm not Snoop in that movie.
You're Snoop in that movie.
No,
scavenger smoker.
I was not a scavenger.
You weren't a scavenger.
No, I had my own.
Okay.
I mean, I had to wait till like 11th grade,
was it behind the radiator?
Was it behind the radiator? Bro, we jumped all in. It wasn't the radiator, it was the air conditioner.
I'm sorry, I used the wrong HVAC.
And it was back behind the pool pump. And we had all this, there was a gate. It was actually a pretty good spot, man. You couldn't see it unless you like climbed up over the gate or had like a drone or something. Like, you, even if you were like a neighbor, you couldn't see what was going on over there.
Speaking of couldn't see.
Straight growing that gas.
Speaking of couldn't see, can we get to the eyeball man?
The what?
The eyeball man.
What do you mean?
Carson Beck.
Boy, you better put some respect on his name, Felder. That man's playing for a national championship. Game-winning score in the semifinal. That's what I saw.
Miami is going... Well, Ole Miss should have... I don't know what they were thinking and how that play calling went. Because they should have won the game, but...
Well, half their coach... Go ahead. No, keep going. Keep going.
You refuse
to give this man any credit.
I'm giving him fucking credit right now.
Let's hear it. Come on. Out with it.
He played his best game in this game.
Go ahead, Server.
His best game.
So I want to hear from Server. What you got?
Well, I just want to make a disclaimer, because I keep seeing this online. It should be noted. Felder is the one that first said his eyes look like buttholes. I think I might have, like, said old butthole eyes, like, called him that. But, like, this was a Felder invention. People keep saying, like, Serber, you're so funny for coming up with this. I need to give Felder his flowers. Like, and I said this initially when we revealed
this
secret.
I don't know if this is getting flowers.
But, like, you are the guy that said he had butthole eyes first. You're like, his eyes look like buttholes.
Yes, correct.
And so let's just, like, get – Let's understand that, extended universe. Thank you for your praise. I have continued the joke, but like, he is the Paul Mooney, I'm the Richard Pryor in this situation.
Yeah. This was his best game. Am I wrong?
I mean,
103, 138, and then he actually goes over 200 yards. This was his best game, right?
I mean, best game as
of the playoff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, Miami scored. I mean, they hadn't really been doing that the first two games.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, this was his best game. So I'm how am I not being nice?
I'm just this is a recent thing.
Everyone calls me a mean guy. You guys, this was a whole part of our podcast for a long time where everyone said I'm mean. Mm-hmm. I'm not mean. I said this was his best game. His eyes do look like buttholes. That's a different thing. That's separate.
He looks like he has the face of a malnourished baby.
Yes. Yes.
Like there was an episode of South Park where they started a crack baby basketball league.
Oh,
he looks like all the characters from that episode.
I've seen that one. Yes, it's very good. just for the record, for me, South Park greater than Simpsons.
Yeah, same here. I like The Simpsons, but I'm South Park greater than.
My sons have started watching The Simpsons. Like,
that's cool.
Season one. We're now on season two.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you're in for another good, 8 or 9 seasons
years?
Before. Yeah, but like the first, 7, 8 seasons of that show, they didn't miss. But they had like Conan on staff too. Like,
I just think South Park just, they, and maybe it's because I was a teenager when South Park came out. South Park just slapped, dude. And even when I got older and they were like, when South Park hit the NCAA, I was like,
that's what the crack baby basketball thing was.
I'm like, this slaps, dude. This is so, it's so good. And so I'm South Park over Simpsons, but I know so
they have
many
also,
people
I just want to fill you
Simpsons
in.
People.
I just want to fill you in, Felder, on what has most recently been going on in the South Park stuff. Donald Trump impregnated Satan with a baby in its butt, and then J.D. Vance spent the entire season trying to kill it so that he would be next in line for the presidency, erupting in a love triangle between Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and Satan.
Let me tell you something.
They're your doing good work.
They're doing good work, but your boy don't watch TV no more. Games, and I'm moving. But yeah, Miami, you're gonna play for a national championship. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm still gonna root for whoever wins tonight's game against Miami. Just to be clear,
I'm not rooting. I'm gonna pick Indiana. I told you this, right? Didn't we talk about this?
Yes, Felder. We do a college football podcast together.
Yes,
so
we did.
Yes.
Why are you so angry at him?
I'm not.
He's
you're
so
very
mad
short.
At me.
I'm not
like
angry.
Not nice.
I'm not angry. So it's mad. Just a bit. Gee, so I can't do the bit. You guys get to do the bit, but I don't get to do the bit? Okay.
Correct.
I'm doing a little
right.
bit.
Got it. Got it.
No,
I'll adjust.
Good. Your bits are good.
Hey, I'll adjust.
All I'm
forward.
Saying is,
okay.
I picked Alabama, right?
Incorrectly.
Was I wrong?
Yes, you were.
Very.
Did you have to pay the toll? Did you have to pay the price? Yes, you did.
Troll toll?
I had to pay the troll toll. Is that where you were going, server?
Yeah, the troll toll. Getting that boy.
Yeah,
out.
I had to pay the troll toll.
You overpaid. I had to refund you. But yes, you did.
Well, that's how good I am at paying my bets.
Like fast payment makes fast friends.
I'm so good at paying my bets off that I overpay.
Wow.
What a guy.
Yeah, listen, from the tribe, you would call me what? A minch? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I just Miami will be an underdog.
Can you give me grace on that one?
What do you want? What you want grace for paying your
Felder's a minch.
Yes, you can be.
Well, in that moment, wasn't I?
Yes, in that moment you were.
Say it.
Felder was a mensch.
Thank you. I gave him $100 in the third quarter.
Yes, even though I told you, like, man, $100 is a little, like, let's not do that. Let's just do like $20. Let's keep it friendly.
Paid him $100.
You still sent me a C note, and then I had to send you 80 back.
He had to send me 80 back. And I did it. And it was good. And what did I say? I said, if Indiana can conquer this beast, I think they're the favorite. So what I'm saying is, right now, we still have how long before the title game? Today's the title game's in 10 days, correct?
As we record this, it is Monday the 19th is when that game is played. So we got less than a week.
10 days? Sort of like he said.
Well, 10 days from when we're taping, but when the show airs, we will have...
That's literally what he said.
I love you. I love, I love doing the show with you guys. I think you're amazing. I think you do not listen to the show that we're doing. As we do it. And I understand. Listen, you're a dad. You're a manager. You got a lot going on. So I understand that you don't listen. I don't listen at my house. I have to write everything down. Because my wife knows I'm not listening. I did say 10 days from today. Because today's, I said, I looked at my watch. I saw that today was the 9th. And then I said, we have 10 days. And you said, I think we have about a week. Week and a half.
Felder.
It's amazing. I love it.
No, this show that we are taping, you realize it doesn't air on the 9th of January, right? Like it airs.
No, we're taping it on the 9th of January. So we have 10 days. We don't have to deal with this like it's in real time. Do you listen to other podcasts? Not sports podcasts.
Not really. No, podcasts. No, I don't.
It shows.
So they record like they record like 8 shows in a row in one studio session. And then they just put them out.
Right, but do they mention while they're taping those 8 shows in a row the day, the time, the number of days until the next? No, man, it's like just keep it evergreen is all I'm saying. Like the national championship game is coming.
You guys are talking about a game that hasn't happened yet. How could you keep it evergreen? We have to delete the whole conversation
because we don't have to tell
Steven,
people.
Steven, you know what you can do? You can evergreen these nuts.
Everyone knows we record this ahead of time. We're not like giving them a peek behind the curtain that they don't need to get.
It's just too much information. That's all I'm saying. Who cares that we're taping the show 10 days from the national championship?
You do.
No, I don't.
You do.
No.
No one made a deal about this except you.
Yes, correct. Yes, I made a big deal out of it. I am currently making a big deal out of it because it's not important. It's not relevant to the show.
If it wasn't important, shut the fuck up. Felder,
we got to just bow out here and let him have this one because I can't. I don't know who we're arguing.
I'm sorry. Actually, you know what? The game would be in, hang on, let me look at my calendar. When this comes out, the game will be in, as Steven said, it'll be in what? 7 days? 6 days?
6 days, 5 days, I don't know. It was easier before.
It doesn't, that's the point. It doesn't matter.
If it didn't matter,
I wouldn't
be here.
Bro, I didn't timestamp how far away we are from the game.
I timestamped it.
Yes.
I timestamped it.
You did, and I tried to correct you in real time, which was my mistake. That was my fault.
He didn't need correction.
Yes, he did. Man.
No, he said the game is 10 days from now.
from now, from when we're recording.
Right.
Even though it comes out later.
That's not when the show is being consumed.
He said from when we're recording. From when we're recording. From when we're recording. They can then back time when we might have been saying this. Also, I don't think anyone cared except you.
I care. I care.
Thank you. Okay, no, we've arrived at the central, the nucleus, right? We're here. We're at the nucleus. We're at the core. You care. I will try to be better at that.
Not enough to listen.
Thank you.
I'll try to be better at that.
Thank you.
I will try to be better.
That's all I'm trying to get out of this here.
So, anyway, point being.
I get it, man. Yeah. It'd be
Oregon.
And 21 days would be the end of the month.
Oregon,
from when we're recording.
Indiana. I'm picking Indiana. That's all I'm saying.
What if it's Oregon in the Natty? You're rooting for Miami?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
I mean, if we can just here's the thing. Oregon fans are fucking mad chill, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong.
No, they're high.
Yeah. Miami fans are fucking psychos. If you can just, it's you know, like you get a puppy, right? You get a puppy. What's the best thing you do for that puppy? Give it treats, right?
I was going to say get it another puppy. Get it a friend. Get him a buddy.
I was going to say teach it to use the bathroom outside so it doesn't get punished anymore.
All good answers. What I'm saying is, if you give Miami fan, it's if you give a mouse a cookie.
Show Miami fans how to use the bathroom outside?
I think giving them a cookie is going to help them learn how to use the bathroom outside.
Okay.
And you don't have to get another dog.
Yeah, you got a Miami instead.
So,
contact your local Humane Society and adopt a Miami fan today.
Dude,
we'll send you home with all the wrap snacks you need.
Let me ask you a couple things.
To feed your new Miami fan.
Two things. So, one, I am a part of the PTA at my school. I'm an essential part of the PTA, it seems. But everyone else is just ladies. And I did. Is it bad that I said that I was? So I said that I was the only rooster in a hen party.
No, it's not. I don't know. Is it bad?
I'm asking.
What do you mean? Like, were there audible gasps when you said that or something?
I was telling somebody else this story, and I said, yeah, I was at the hen party, and I'm the only rooster.
Yeah, I mean, it's accurate.
And there was no gasp, and they like talking to me. Like, the ladies do, we interact. It's a good interaction. We're on a WhatsApp group where we do all the emails, all this stuff. I had to go do I was an ambassador for my kid's school. They were like, you're the guy. We want you to do it. I'm going to do bingo night again. Like, it's good. I just wanted to make sure that saying that, because remember, we had this whole discussion about me standing up at the parent-teacher conference. And we've had other discussions where it's like, well, Felder, you got to control, you can't be hyper masculine in this space. And I didn't know if that was a bad way to say it. You see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying. Yes.
We have, by the way, we have voicemails about the wedding shit. You want to get to those?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Because I fucking, apparently I went fucking off. All right, here's what we're going to do. I think Indiana is going to win in the national championship.
Well, they're not, we don't know that they're in the game yet, but.
We Well, I don't want to date the podcast, Steven.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you, I.
And if I'm wrong, I want Miami to win. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I want to see somebody win their first. So, Indiana or Oregon, whoever comes out of Atlanta, that's who I'm riding with.
There we go. Why are they playing in Atlanta?
This is how this is, man. There's the haves and the have-nots of bowl games, and the haves, they get slotted. It rotates. It's annoying, but here we are.
All right. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna start with 617.
Okay, I have that. Gail, check in on Gail.
Yep. Let's do that first.
All right.
Hey, gentlemen. This is Gail calling with cold. I'm from Cambridge, but I wanted to let you know that later today, on January the 8th, Greg's coming home from the rehab facility.
Let's go.
Love you all. Let's grow. Bye.
Let's grow.
It's great news.
That's really good news. And for everyone that's called in and sent emails, thank you guys for your support for Gail and Greg. I really appreciate that, and I'm sure they do as well. All right, now, let's argue, fuckface. Let's go to 570?
Okay.
What's up, Hinty? This is Jake checking in from Northeast PA. I just got done listening to last week's episode, and I am still squarely in the middle of having to budget for several friends' weddings every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be another fun 2026. I got one college buddy. His family's all from India, so this is going to be my first time going to like a full-on, like completely different kind of wedding. Really looking forward to that. That's going to be sweet. The other two, less fired up about because they're in the middle of college football season. And I know that's a lame thing to complain about, but I've never missed a wedding, so I reserve the right to complain about it. And I've got a bad feeling because I'm not a huge fan of the girl my buddy's marrying, that this is not going to be a guest-centric kind of wedding. And I got to travel. It's like an hour outside of Nashville, so there's not a convenient way for me to get there either.
God,
so that'll
damn.
Be interesting. And, you know, the other one's my stepsister, so kind of family obligated to go to that. But
yes, you are.
As long as there's an open bar, everything will be just fine. Happy New Year, y'all. Let's grow. Oh, and shout out to Greg and Gail. Hell yeah, dude. So happy for you guys. I'm glad. I'm so happy to get these positive updates. That's awesome. Yeah, let's grow.
Shout out to Greg and Gail. He is literally like, I need something good to happen at this wedding for me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, I know.
But if they get there and that's not, but if they get there and they're, but okay, that's, yes. Obviously, people go because they want to have a good time. Sure, of course. But that's just not always that's not the reality of the situation for every single wedding.
Right.
So that's all. Is expectations, man.
Did you have a wedding?
No, went to the courthouse.
Yeah.
The Hall of Justice, as it is affectionately known in downtown Winston-Salem.
All right, let's go. Can we do, I'm going to stay on the wedding kick. We got two weddings from 678.
Aight.
Hey, y'all, it's Clyde in Atlanta, and I wanted to weigh in on the wedding talk. I've been in 10 weddings, much like Felder, every role you can think of. The way that I've laid it out, and I've been to a lot more weddings than that as well, is sure. Number one priority is the bride. Make sure she's happy. Absolutely. Everything else will go swimmingly. Number two, make sure your folks that you invite show up to have a good time. When I got married, me and my wife, we did the pictures first, which I think is genius. That way you're not wasting time while everybody's mulling around. We went straight to drinks and food after the wedding. And we also only had a groomsman and a maid of honor, which my groomsman, my best man, which was my dad. We just wanted people to show up, not have to worry about taking pictures and everything. We truly wanted them to show up and be able to relax and have a good time. I think that's the key to the wedding. Happy bride, happy wedding, wedding group, party, whatever you want to call it, and everything else will go well. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one. Happy New Year. Let's grow.
Going back to back here? Oh, sorry.
Back to back. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all, quiet again. Thinking more about this wedding thing. Don't be the person that's got 14 people in their wedding party, and I'm saying 14 groomsmen and 14 bridesmaids. That's just too fucking many. Let's grow.
I've been in those weddings.
Yeah, same.
I've been in those weddings.
We wanted just one. We did, like Chelsea and I wanted just a best man and a maid of honor, but we were kind of overruled on that. So we ended up having to have a couple family members up there.
I didn't have anything.
Yeah, that wasn't an option for me. So.
Yeah, I had I didn't have a best man. She didn't have a bride, like the bridesmaid. She didn't have that. We had her maid of honor. It was me, her, and my boy Paul, and that's it.
What up, Paul? I said, what up, Paul?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, well, Paul's a killer dog.
Killer kill, yo.
That's who I went to Atlanta with for his 40th birthday party. We had a good time.
Killer, man.
Killer, man. But yeah, no, I didn't have anything. I was the best man at my brother's wedding. I was the number two at Jay's wedding, and I was the number like six at Ryan's wedding, where he had like eight guys standing up there on the stage. Like, it's, yeah, keep it small.
First of all, to understand what happened to Killer, you got to understand who Killer the dog was. Yes. Now, Killer was born to a three-legged bitch mother, and he was always ashamed of this, man. And then right after that, he's adopted by this man, Tito Leibowitz. He's a small-time gun runner and Rottweiler fight promoter. So he puts Killer into training. Next thing you know, Killer's good. He's damn good. But then he had the fight of his life. They pit him against his brother, Nibbles. And Killer said, no, man, that's my brother. I can't fight Nibbles. He made him fight anyway. And then Killer killed Nibbles. And Killer said, that's it. And he called off all his fights. And he started doing crack. And he freaked out. And then in a rage, he collapsed. And his heart no longer beat. Wow.
I can't believe that you know that whole thing.
It's a gift. It's a gift.
It is.
Thank you for sharing your gift.
I appreciate you letting us be a part of that.
They killed All Killer, right. man.
What do we have? 704?
Beck.
Hey, D, was good as any Hardaway. First of all, Happy New Year. Appreciate y'all's advice on the running and the shoes and all that. I just wanted to call in because I'm catching a little bit of this Ole Miss Miami game right now, and I know Lane Kiffin is not a good person, the whole leaving your play, all just and all the other stuff, he's not great, but I feel like it's definitely safe to say it looked like Ole Miss is missing Lane Kiffin right now, because their offense don't look great. This might be a cold take, might be a really 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 bad cold take at the end of the game, because I'm watching it right now right before halftime. But I'm just glad Prince Will won the first sack on Carson Beck, which that made me happy, because for some reason I really don't like Carson Beck. I feel like he's not a bad person. He just seemed like that kid that goes to the private school that just seemed like an asshole. He just seemed like somebody you don't like. He seemed like who I always thought J.J. Redick was my whole life. That's a whole nother conversation. But shout out to Prince Will, because that's Prince Lee's little brother. Shout out to the Panthers. Yeah. Yeah. So this might be a bad take that they missed their offensive head coach, because by the end of this game, it might be real bad. And if it is, I'll call in and tell y'all that I'm stupid and I was wrong and they didn't miss him at all. But I probably won't get the call in right after the game, because I'm going to have to go home and be a dad probably before the game's over, because that's way more important than watching games.
It is.
So yeah. Also, wanted to say that the whole Trinidad Sam, his whole story is cool as hell. They just showed him with his mom praying for the game and how he does that every game since he was in high school. And love that. Trelder, I want to know, you know, you the talent evaluator on the show. Do you think that he has any chance playing in the NFL? Because I feel like if he can do the basic functions of a quarterback, I feel like he could have a long career as a backup. He's one of those guys that just seems like people like him. He's a good person, so he could just kind of have one of those long-ass backup careers. And I hope he does, because he's going crazy, and I love his story, and that would be dope. So tell me what you think. What do you think that's a possibility? I'm outside. It's cold. I'm smoking a black. And I'm going to go home and be a dad in a second. So, yeah. Y'all let me know. Appreciate what y'all do. Let's grow.
One, shout out to Smoking a Black. When's the last time you guys smoked a black and mild?
It's been a couple of years.
With tobacco in it?
I mean, either way.
I don't think I've ever smoked one with tobacco in it.
No, but I'm saying, when's the last time you, like, I don't care if you...
It's been a while.
Black and Mild, Backwoods, Optimos, Swisher Sweets. Yeah.
What's the Owls? White Owls?
Mm. White Owls, yeah.
When did I stop working at Fresh Market?
It's been decades for me.
Yeah, 2014, huh? I think, was the last time for me. Like 2013, yeah. 2014?
It's been a long time.
Now, I used to have a pack in my golf bag, and when those got used up, I did not replenish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's probably been like 2-3 years.
2-3 years for you. We're talking about a decade for Serbs. I'm talking like 2005. 2006, maybe.
You thinking about getting back in the game, or...
No.
No.
What?
Here's the thought. Just light them just to light them and let them burn. It's better than incense.
Well, that's why I have fucking candles all over my house.
They got a black and mild candle? Wait, do they have a black and mild candle?
You know what? Now we should look this up.
Black and mild candle. Black and mild candle. I see something on Etsy.
Yeah, I'm seeing it as well. And Craft and Kin Premium Smoke. It's not brand. Oh, Etsy Black and Mild Candle.
They are missing the boat on this. I wonder if Black and Mild's official site has it.
I'm seeing a bunch of candles that say they are scented like Black and Mild.
So you just kind of have to take a leap of faith.
Yeah, you just got to trust them. Oh, you got to.
There's some weird candles out there. I'm seeing one here called Video Store Buttered Popcorn Scented Candle.
Oh, dude. First of all, buttered popcorn. Oh, come on. Let's go. Inject it into my veins. I do think that Trinidad Chambliss is, I think that he is like the new age of Charlie Whitehurst, who played a long time in the NFL and didn't have to do anything. But he's good enough to just be there, and he's not going to make anyone else feel like they don't belong or make anyone else feel uncomfortable. And I think I was talking to so I for people that don't know, I did play football at UNC. Well, I practiced football at UNC. But I'm friends with TJ Yates. TJ, a lot of folks say he was one of the best backup quarterbacks. Because he was never coming for your job. He helped you with your job. And I think Trinidad Chambliss can do that. So to answer your question, yes, I do think that. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, he's not, he understands he's not going to be a first rounder. He's going to go in there and he's going to be like, what can we do? How can we get better? What do you see? And I think, I guess personally, I had that, my, I knew I wasn't going to get in the game really at UNC. And what I did was make sure that my guys knew what was going on. I told them what I saw. And I was always good on the board. I was good on the board. I was good at film. I watched film. I knew what I was doing. And I think that, I think Trinidad can do the same things and show people, like show a quarterback, hey man, we need to hit this stick, right? Or we need to audible to a spacing route. And I think that's one of the, oh hell yeah, males here. And he can do those things, and I think that will go a long way. This guy's gone a long way in college to getting to be the guy. Obviously, they lost to Miami, but I think that he can. There's still a lot more football left in his lifespan.
Okay, but is the U back?
Fucking hate this question. You know what? Yeah, the U is back. The U is back. I mean, at this point.
Quick, Grock, is the U back?
The U.
How many people have asked Grock if the U is back? That's fucking idiots.
The U's back. The U's back. They're amazing. They're super cool and fun. They got Michael Irvin taking his shirt off with his abs, which I don't know how you're 60 and have abs. It's insane. The U is back. I'm just going to, like, yeah, I'll just, at this point right now, I'm just going to say it. Because I don't have the time or energy to deal with them. The U is back. They're back. They're playing for a national championship.
Can I ask you a question that's been on? Can I ask you a question that's been on my mind for the past since the portal opened? What is the from what you've gathered in your research and everything? What is the portal situation like for the, for instance, the four teams that are in the semifinals? Like, I've been following the Clemson portal thing a lot. Like, we're having a good first ever good run in the portal. But I was thinking, well, at that same time, like, everything's in place. Everything's been in place since signing day, and, like, our bowl game ended on December 27th. Like,
sucks.
Are they participating in the portal that much? If they're, like, do we have numbers on that? Like, they're still participating in getting the same amount of guys, pretty much, as everyone else.
They're participating, but they have to, like, the analogy that I have for this is, imagine if, because I just went through this, imagine if you have to make a Christmas dinner. Christmas dinner is going through the playoff, right? And then your wife and your kid get sick. Your kid being early signing day.
Yeah.
Your wife being the portal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call my wife, like, she's not a portal. Like, I just, I'm just trying to use the
baby.
Baby.
But you still have to make Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
You still have other people coming over for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
So you got to focus on this. but you also have to take care of those other two things. And that's what it's like for these coaches. That's why Dan Lanning was talking about we should change the calendar. That's why Joey McGuire was talking about shouldn't be a second semester sport.
Yeah.
There's kids that are back in school.
Yeah, I saw Gordon Sellers, one of the freshman wide receivers for Clemson, moving into his dorm on social media. Yeah, like, no. They're there.
What do we have? We have Oregon academic calendar.
Some of these schools go back a little bit later than we do here in North Carolina, but
right. But what I'm saying, but they don't all go back at the same time.
Yeah.
So what we're looking at, their fall term, winter term, because Oregon's one of those like crazy schools. Are they on trimesters, Hartzell?
I do not know.
I'm looking at Miami spring here. Housing became available
classes
on
begin
Wednesday,
at Oregon on
week.
January 5th.
Yeah, classes begin Monday at Miami.
Right. So, if you want to be active in the portal and still play in the playoff, you got to get these kids into school, right?
Yeah.
Last day to register or add courses for Oregon is the 12th. January 12th. That's 3 days from now.
Yeah.
They have a game on the 19th, correct?
Yep. Well, if they make the natty, yeah.
No, Miami already made the national championship.
Oh, you're talking about Miami. I thought you were still talking about Oregon. My bad. Yeah. Miami, last day, 21st.
See how you said the 19th and not 10 days from now? That's progress. Thank you.
Shut the fuck up, Hartzell.
I'm trying to honor you, my man.
Thank you for honoring me. Doing yourself a favor, too, though. I'm just doing us all.
You deserve to be honored, man.
Well, I'm just trying to be better.
You deserve a lot of things in my book.
Just trying to be better.
Let me see. Classes begin on Monday for Miami, like you said.
Yeah. Luckily, they
last
have a holiday
day
on the date of the national
the 20th.
Championship.
The last day is the day after the national championship.
Yeah. So.
Also, do you know what day you have to
Martin
declare for the NFL draft?
Oh, when is that?
I believe it's the 5th. Is it 15th or 6th? It's the January 14th.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. I think Dan Lanning is right. I think Joey McGuire is right. I think Nick Saban is right. I think Kirby Smart's right. I think those guys are right about this. And it's stupid. So what you're telling me is we have a playoff that everybody's like super fucking juiced up about, even though the reality of the playoff is, what are they doing? They're dipping and ducking the NFL, right?
Yeah.
So you're dipping
and ducking
the NFL.
That's why we have games on Thursdays and Fridays.
Dipping and ducking the NFL. Dipping and ducking the NFL. You don't care. Then you have an early signing period that's during the week that these guys are supposed to be playing championship games. Then you have the transfer portal open when the most prominent teams in your sport or the best teams in your sport for that season are trying to get focused on a playoff. And then also, you have to declare for the draft by the 14th if you're an underclassman. It's fucking garbage bullshit.
Yeah.
You have to fix the calendar. The NFL is not going to change.
So many people are right about it, though. That's the thing. So many people are right about it, but none of them have the power to do anything.
Right. Because it makes it... Because I think in the reality, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but it makes the calendars easier for, I'm going to call it 80% of the sport. Right?
Yeah.
It's easier for 80% of the sport to get recruiting done first week of December, because guess what you're not doing? You're not playing in your championship game. And then it's easier to get into the portal first week of January because you're also not playing in the playoff. It's easier to figure out if your guy's going to go pro or not go pro because you're also not playing in the playoff. And easy seems like the default answer for college football, and I think that might be the worst part of the sport. I think we, you can talk shit about NIL, you can talk shit about all this other stuff, but the reality for me is it's laziness and it's coaches doing what makes their job easier. And we've talked about it with Kurt Cignetti. Mike Tomlin's talked about it. Like, obviously, it's the NFL's a different level. But Nick Saban's talked about it. Kirby Smart's talked about it. Dan Lanning's talked about it. Joey McGuire, obviously, who I really love at Texas Tech, has talked about it. There are some guys, those guys I mentioned, who run into a fire. They want to do it. They want to coach. They want to be a part of the solution.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
They run. They want to be a part of it. They run to it. And then there's other guys. Lane. Sharon.
Oof.
They just want to make the money and make their job easier. I'm not saying they're bad football coaches in terms of like the actual scheme. I'm saying that you want all the benefits with none of the work. Do we have 2 919s?
Yes.
All right, let's play 9191 and then 9192.
Dang it, I didn't mean to get cut off. It's Jay again. Part two, see if the system works.
Did it wrong.
I only have one 919. That's the only one
okay,
I have.
Okay, just play the – then just play it.
God dang.
Dang it, I didn't mean to get cut off. It's Jay again. Part two, see if the system works. Our wedding reception was at a train station, and one thing that was really neat is it had two floors. The reception was on the main floor, and then there was stuff above. But we escaped – for like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, just to take a break.
Very cool.
Baby.
We actually did a change of outfit from like our tux and wedding dress into Indian clothes for the second half of the reception for my parents, okay. Which was cool. But we got to watch everybody like party and just see them enjoying themselves. And that was really special. And like, it was just a moment. Nobody knew where we were, but we were above and we were able to look down and see everybody kind of just like embracing the day and really feeling great. But whatever you do, do what you like and don't be afraid to kind of push back and do the things that you want to do that make the day special for you. Let's grow.
So, yeah, I don't think I have been in my head about the whole selfish thing for the last week. Just like peek behind the curtain. Because I felt like I was mean, which has been a theme on the show anyways. And people calling in being like, oh no, we wanted to make sure everybody had a good time. That makes me, I feel way better.
Vindicated, huh?
Not vindicated. I just don't, like I don't, it's not about vindication. It's just about not feeling bad.
Yeah.
All right, do we have 301?
Yeah, Trigger.
This is Colin from College Park, Ology the Podcast, calling back to, hindsight 2020, but I absolutely should have known that using the word selfish was going to be rather triggering. I didn't in any way, shape, or form mean that you shouldn't take into consideration your guests and have a fun-ass wedding. What I meant is that when you plan a fun-ass wedding, you need to make sure that you get to take part in all the fun-ass festivities for your wedding. And a lot of people, I think, get told that they have to be the hosts at their own wedding, and they have to do all these things that are necessary for everybody else to have a good memory of their wedding instead of getting to enjoy the moment and enjoy the experience. So that's what I meant by be selfish. I mean, selfishly take advantage of all the fun stuff you planned for your own wedding and for your guests. And so probably should have known that that was going to be not clear when I said it. But let's grow.
All good, dude. Hey, man, we're there. We got there, and we, listen, thank you for the call back. You did it. We did it. We're here, right, Hartzell?
Got your ass.
Do we have 512?
512? Yes, Tux.
Drew from Austin, Texas. Kind of listening about the debate about weddings and everything. And I think, you know, I've been in a lot of weddings in the military, played sports, so I've done the tuxedo weddings, done backyards, done the military cool dress uniform weddings. And I think what everyone's trying to say is that you don't have to go to the wedding. I understand if you're quote unquote in the wedding, but you still have to go to that. Like, if you can't. Like, one of my best friends had his wedding in Spain. One of our other good friends should be in the wedding. Say, hey, I can't financially do that. So he didn't go. Still friends to this day. It is not about really about the guests. It's really about the couple that's up there or the bride. You know, when I had my wedding, it was about my bride. One piece of advice I always give for folks who are about to have weddings is eat by yourself. That's what me and my wife did.
For sure.
We had it. We sat in an area completely away from everybody else. Ate, talked about our day, what we did, what was different, and then we went and had a party. Another thing I would do beforehand is just when you're talking about what you want at your wedding is write three things down that you want to have at your wedding and then see what your partner can align on three things. And if that's, you know, making it really formal or making it have a party or, you know, making sure that we honor, you know, God or whatever it is. It's all about, really is about the couple up there. And I have family members that couldn't make it, who I wanted there, but they just couldn't financially do it, and that's okay. I think that's the main aspect of this, is that it's really about that couple. Let's grow.
Well said.
Well said. And I agree, it is about the couple. I'm not disagree. I never disagreed about that. I said that you should eat, make sure you eat, and I said pictures before, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah. Do your thing. But if you're going to ask people to show up, you let them show up. All right, what do we got? We got 724?
Mm-hmm. Hey, boys. I am calling you from my back patio on New Year's Day. It's about 27 degrees here in Virginia. I am grilling a pork tenderloin because I got to do the classic, pork tenderloin, sauerkraut, black eyed peas, and greens for New Year's Day. Anyway, standing out here in the cold, loving life. I just want to thank you guys for a great year in 2025. Looking forward to a great year in 2026. I have Indiana kicking the piss out of Alabama on my iPad. So love that. Go Hoosiers. And just wanted to congratulate you guys on another great year. Looking forward to another great year. And love the show. Let's grow.
Awesome call.
Hell yeah.
Oh, good job on your New Year's dinner. Gotta do it. My family doesn't. Well, actually, hang on. My daughter asked for more black eyed peas.
There you go.
Can't beat that. That's on, like, there are very small moments where I'm like, oh, my kid's from the South, dog. Like, she real, like, she for real from here. And it makes me feel so happy, like, inside. Like, I feel so, like, my heart, like, you know how the Grinch, his heart grows?
Is that you?
That's me, yeah. Whenever she does something like that, yeah, man. Like, Does that sound crazy? Huh. Like, when my kid goes, can I have some more Black Eyed Peas? I'm like, let's ride. Like, let's go. Like, we, like, yeah. Like, this morning, after the whole entire yesterday, which was insanely hectic, I said we ride at dawn, and she looks at me and goes, let's do it. And when she goes, can I have some more Black Eyed Peas? I'm like, yep. Hell yeah, dog. And is this bad? I say hell yeah, dog, to my kid.
No, that's not bad.
That's not bad, right?
It's not even close to bad.
Hell yeah, dog. And then we do like a high five. Oh, by the way, we had multicultural day at school on Thursday. This past Thursday. See how I'm doing like the dates now?
Mm-hmm.
And I did not realize that the PTA president, this guy that I see every day in carpool, another guy who I see at the pool, regular pool, plus another family that we saw at another thing, like we know from another thing, they're all in her class.
And you found this out on the 8th of January, to be clear?
Yeah.
2026?
Yeah.
Huh.
I knew, I knew Grace was in her class.
Okay.
So I knew Grace was in her class. I didn't know the name of the other kid's, the other dad's kid. I didn't know him.
But, oh, you knew they were in the class. You just didn't know their names until January 8th, 2026.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I did. I didn't. I was like, oh, Owen is in this class? I knew they were in the same grade.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was in her class.
Until January 8th, 2026.
Yeah, what the fuck are you, what are you trying to do to me?
I'm not trying to do anything to you. You're saying
I'm not involved?
He's not, no, server, he's
not. That's
not
what I'm saying. I'm just pointing out that the day you found this out was January 8th. I just want our listeners to be clear.
Oh, you're doing the number thing. Yes, yeah. it was January 8th. You know what day it wasn't? January 6th.
Nope, sure wasn't.
But I see all these people and I was like, I'll see you tonight. And she's like, yes, I'll see you tonight. Because I had January to go do 8th. The ambassador thing. Another guy, he drives his F-150. I see him every day. He's got a UNC thing, and I see him every day, and we are like, what's up, what's up?
Go Heels. Go Heels, baby.
And then there's another guy who I thought.
January 8th is basketball season, am I right?
How about them Heels?
There's this guy. I thought he sucked. We go to the same pool. Guess what? Nice guy.
He's great.
He's a super nice dude.
Nice.
And we finally met each other for the first time, like for real, like shook hands. And we're like, he's like, yeah, my kid likes your kid. Like, my kid thinks your kid's cool as hell. And I was like, my kid thinks your kid's cool as hell.
Nice.
I was like, okay. And I didn't say you were mad standoffish at the pool. I just was like, I did the other thing. So you know how you got to disarm. Disarmed him. We met. We shook hands. I think we're friends now.
New friend made on January 8th.
Neat.
Yeah. Shout out to UNC basketball, though. For the first time in a long time, they got a dude that I like for the association. Caleb Wilson can ball.
I was gonna say Caleb.
Why are you laughing, Hartzell?
And you're spot on. Oh, dude, straight out of Atlanta, and he is a monster.
You're claiming credit for him.
No, I'm not claiming him. It's just a note, just a brief bio on the guy.
He's really good. He's really good. Felder.
He's a monster.
Like, yeah, this is not like a Wimby Cooper Flagg situation, but like he is a lottery pick that like. projects high ceiling. He's a four who just like moves really well. He's like shooting fadeaway jumpers like Kobe and MJ. Like,
is he better than Harrison Barnes?
Yes, I think so. Right now, I'm saying better than Harrison Barnes.
Hartzell just did the.
Well, I was thinking.
I like him better than Harrison. I think better Harrison Barnes had some limit. Yes.
Okay.
Caleb Wilson has the potential to be like a 10-year starter at the four for like a playoff contending team. He looks really, really good.
He looks
like somebody the Hawks would draft
and ruin,
and then then trade for Dante DiVincenzo.
Dude, Harrison Barnes has had a pretty solid NBA career.
He's a good NBA player. He got hype as a potential first overall pick, though, in his run up to the draft.
I'm gonna have to talk to my dad's wife about this.
Take a guess how much Harrison Barnes has earned in his career. Don't look it up.
I would say $75 million.
My hands are up in the air. I'm going to say $115 million.
Okay, just for context, he is in his 13th season in the NBA. Oh, wait.
Contracts went crazy, and he might have gotten a supermax at one point. I bet he's made $250 million.
He has made $224 million. So, yes.
So, wow. We're
right between.
And, like, this, to your point, Felder, he'll probably go in a similar. I pulled up his page here. He went 7th overall when he got picked. That's like the realm of where Caleb Wilson is going to go. That I should note, though, if this draft class is like the draft classes that weren't this past season or the one that's coming up, like he's a potential top three guy. It just happens to be that with Boozer and DeBonsa and like this class is potentially even better than the most recent class we got, which is crazy. Like, there's about to be a youth movement in the NBA big time.
Yes.
I think because, like, Kawhi, like, technically that guy's in his prime. There's dudes out there making him look kind of washed. Like, James Harden.
I don't think he's in his prime.
I think some people would say he's still on the back half of his prime playing days.
He's on the back half.
But he's on a bad team is, I think, the bigger deal. The Clippers are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clippers are terrible, dude. They fell off really hard. Good. Mad hard.
Yeah.
I am. It's
like Kevin, we're about to see a big fall off from KD. LeBron's about to be up out the league. Yep. Like,
bro, KD
Joker
is
the best player in the league, but like Joker might be 30 now. He's 29, 30, maybe 31. Like, we're about to see some production drop off from him a little bit. Like, it's about to be the Shea show for MVP for the next couple years. Like, And like, the only person that really strikes me as a competitor for him is Victor. But, like, Victor's probably going to win the next 10 DPOYs. Like, the league of, like, guys under 23 years old who are about to take over is pretty cool. Like, get to the NBA now.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. And then all these players' kids are about to just take over.
Gilbert Arenas's kid is about to join the league. Trevor Ariza's kid's about to join the league. Bryce is about to join the league.
Bryce is good.
Kyan Anthony is going to join the league in like 3 or 4 years. Melo's kid.
It's insane. And then my kid's going to join the league.
I mean, she keeps this
Las
up.
Vegas Aces. Well, she's gonna be kind of tall. She might be like a 3 or 4.
Yeah, she's, bro. You know what I'm doing this week? This is the last thing we're gonna do.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
I'm okay. Fucking hold me to shit.
Calm down. It's okay.
We're taking a car seat out.
Wow.
You still got car seats in?
It's a big milestone. We have a booster seat for our younger son because he little. He little, dude.
Yeah.
Tiny but mighty. But yeah, he's.
I think I come about the booster seat when I was like 7 or 8.
She's big enough to have it just. I did the research. I looked at the numbers. She's done.
Our oldest is like, when do I get to ride in the front seat? And I'm like, the way you're eating? Never.
The way you're eating, never.
And then he'll be like, come on, Dad, let's go to Whataburger. I'm like, giddy up.
The way you're eating, never.
Does he eat like a bird? He's just, he doesn't eat anything?
He just doesn't. I mean, he's just like, he's just not gaining weight.
Oh, well, that's because his metabolism is insane.
Yeah, no, for sure. But it's also like, hey, man, like, stop picking the sesame seeds or the off of your bun. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like sesame seeds on my bun either. Just I'm not going to knock him for that.
Just eat.
Why don't you get him the plain buns?
Hey, stop picking the little flecks of green out of your pizza. You can't taste it. It does nothing. Just eat. Just eat.
Yeah.
He little, dude.
Too much basil, man.
That's some string beans. These kids have like 12 packs, though, man. They're ripped. They're just skinny ripped.
they're like Trailer Park, like Meth King ripped.
Yeah, kind of.
I was going to say Jean-Claude Van Damme, but
nowhere close to that thick. No.
No, these dudes look like if they were adults, they'd have a drug problem.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But they're kids, so they're just skinny.
Thin. Yeah, they're just very thin.
Yeah, I was a skinny kid.
We know. Big head, skinny body.
Huge head. Yes, we know.
You look like a promotional night at a baseball game or something.
Yeah, bobblehead. All right.
Is that it? That's the show?
That's the show, guy. Man, I can't take a shit because my wife and her friend are downstairs. Like, this is. And we
should go downstairs and be like, hey, can y'all leave so I can poop?
No, we're going to go on this like 6 mile walk now. Fuck. I'm going to try to make it a 3 mile walk. And we'll go from there.
All right, nail the dismount.
Bye, bitch. Let's grow.